Think of me as the hero of H.G. Wells's The Time Machine, bursting into your present, my clothes all tattered and torn, and on my face an expression of dire horror and impending doom. For I am afraid I have a terrible message to impart. I have just seen the future, your future, and I'm sorry to say, it sucks. His wife sat up in bed listening. A loud knock resounded through the house.
It's Herbert, she screamed. It's Herbert!
She ran to the door, but her husband was before her, and catching her by the arm, held her tightly.
What are you going to do? He whispered hoarsely.
It's my boy, it's Herbert, she cried, struggling mechanically. I forgot it was 2 miles away. What are you holding me for? Let me go. I must open the door.
If the man coming in out of the rain ever owned a halo, it had long since corroded into flakes of wishes and dead iron. Fat rain came down from a charcoal sky as Gabriel Rush let the glass-tinted door swing closed behind him. The grey of cigarette smoke corkscrewed lazily into the haze of a stale December air. Two talkers slumped down beside the cool blue of the fish tank, threadbare elbows steeped in the warm wet circles of beer staining the table between them. Their conversation was muted by the sleazy whisper of saxophone jazz humming in the barroom, drowning their philosophies. Many learned books on poetry have been written, and they find, at least in the countries of the West, more readers than does poetry itself. This is not a good sign, even if it may be explained both by the brilliance of their authors and by their zeal in assimilating scientific disciplines which today enjoy universal respect. Horatio Higgins didn't consider himself so much born as conceptualized. His parents, of course, had conceived the original prototype, but he himself had reimagined the product of their union into what it had since become. Quite what that was, he was still struggling to define. But whatever it was a marked improvement on the simplistic template his mother and father had presented to the world just over 33 years ago. His Christian name, for instance. As soon as he was old enough to realize the importance of names and labels, he realized that his parents had saddled him with a name that lacked both significance and imagination. It seemed to him a lazy, obvious choice. So he decided he would enhance it. After much self-reflection and exhaustive research, he finally settled upon Horatio. I have killed, and now I cannot sleep. Demons live inside my head. I cannot forget them, my dead, and because of the memories, I cannot forgive. Until forgiveness comes, I doubt very much whether sleep ever will. The loop is ironic, poetic, and unbreakable. I am not here seeking forgiveness for my demons. The past is done and there is little to be gained from dwelling there. I have come here looking for someone to talk to. It is bitterly cold out here on the bridge tonight. The wind is biting, its voice another scream to haunt my ears. This is where my world fell apart. On this bridge.